Kia ora and welcome back to the show. And I'm very excited to have on the line with me right now Arthur Arbez, who's about to start, well, next month, start his Reckless tour. Good morning, Arthur.
Morena, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm feeling good today, thank you very much. It's my day off, so...
Oh, great. Oh, fantastic.
Talking to people like you and playing a bit of music.
Oh, exciting times. Now, anyway, to get us started, why don't you tell us a bit about this Reckless tour you're about to embark on?
It's a nationwide tour that I'm doing to raise funds to pay for the mastering of my new album. And it's called the Reckless Tour because the single that I'm going to be releasing is called Reckless. So we've named it after that. It's a really cool little nugget, a 2-minute power number, which I'll be playing on the tour. And I'm really excited about the album. The album I've been working on since about early 2019, and then
I
ended up going overseas, came back, started working on it some more, and then COVID hit, and it just got like drawn out crazy. But it's done now, it's mixed. I'm super excited about it, and yeah, looking forward to getting it mastered.
Yeah, you must be so excited to finally have that come out. In that time, did the album change a lot?
It was an interesting process because I've never worked in a studio before. The last
record
that I've done, I made myself in my home studio on my 8-track reel-to-reel, mix them myself, and then release them. This time I worked in a studio with an engineer, my friend Jeff Barris in Auckland, and we spent a few days recording with a band, and then I went in by myself and did a bit of tracking, and then spent quite a while just working on the songs, figuring out like new arrangements for guitar parts and things like that, and just having a lot of fun. Really, it was great to be able to just take my mind off doing the engineering and just compose and
yeah,
play.
Right,
so
right.
That was really fun, and it's sounding really beautiful, big and bold compared to the stuff that I've done before. I mean, it still has kind of like a 60s kind of aesthetic to it, the mix, but we've just like had like high quality recording equipment to go through, and Joe's an absolute master of his craft, so it's sounding, yeah, really, I think it's going to make hopefully a big impact on release for me.
So when does Reckless come out?
To be determined.
Okay, all right, okay.
So hopefully by the end of the year, we'll see, because like I want to get it mastered, obviously, and that's
yeah,
the,
of course,
the tour is fundraising for, and so probably early next year, I'd say, in the summertime would be the ticket.
Yeah, in the midst of summer, you know, everyone's happy and joyful and would love something like that. Anyway, so from what I've read, this music is kind of a bit more like polished than some of the other stuff you've done. Now, have you learned a lot from your previous kind of music recording?
I've definitely learned a lot about how music is made.
Yeah,
with
right,
other groups,
right.
You know, like, because I went in and I recorded a song with a band, right? And I was listening to the song. I was like, man, it's pretty good, but it's just like, it's not quite clicking. And then Joe was like, oh, we can do all these like little edits in Pro Tools to just tighten it up a little bit, just moving, you know, the bass and the kick a millisecond together, and it all just kind of slots in and sounds, you know, all the more tighter and just punchier and things like that. And there's all these little things like that I didn't know that people were doing when I was recording it myself. I mean,
yeah, right.
I'd love to be able to have a band that I could just rehearse with like for a few weeks, you know, get really tight and go into the studio and then just knock it out. But unfortunately, these days, we don't have the luxury of doing that. People have jobs and things like that, and my band's all around the country. So, I mean, we do a damn good job, I'd like to think. But yeah, there's all these little hidden techniques that I wasn't aware of. So it's been a real eye-opener to see like how other groups that have been recording do it, basically. Yeah,
yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I work with a number of sound engineers, and it's like they're speaking a foreign language to me. It's just... It's crazy. Anyway, your live shows, give us a bit of insight into what that's kind of like. Have you been rehearsing much, or is this kind of
we've been rehearsing as much as we can. My band's all around the country, but yeah, we're pretty confident. This tour, I'm playing with a different lineup to my usual band, which is called the Flaming Arbiers. This is just a couple of different members, and the sets are going to be a little bit different. I'm going to start off the sets with some of my solo materials. So I'm going to be playing some folk stuff. And then it's kind of a hybrid set, and then I'll be slowly merging with the band. The band will come on, and then we'll finish off with like all my rock and roll kind of stuff.
So cool.
Hopefully the crowd enjoys that. I really like to, experiment and just try to create a nice experience for everybody, where they get like the whole Arbiers package, because I do folk and I do rock and roll, and I just like to, exhibit all of the songs that I write without having to restrict myself of just doing rock and roll shows and solo shows and things like that.
So, yeah, of course.
I'm looking forward to giving that a go and seeing how the audience responds to that.
I talk to a lot of artists during this radio show, and some have really strict sets and they stick to that. Others wing it every time. Where do you kind of lie in that?
A little bit of both. I mean, back when I started playing, I definitely would wing it. I wouldn't have a set list or anything
right.
And then I found later on, the band's definitely more confident. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, of course.
We know what we're playing. So we have a rough set list. I mean, every night I'll probably be experimenting with the set order and being like, what works and what doesn't, and adjusting as we go through the tour. But we've got a whole bunch of material to choose from, and then we'll just play it by ear and see how the crowd responds and adjust. I definitely like to have an element of risk when I'm on stage.
We love that.
With improvisation and just like responding to the crowd and seeing where they're at and trying to read them and creating kind of definitely a unique experience, not just going out there and playing the song as we played it the night before and the night before that. Every time it needs to be a little bit different. There needs to be some element of risk, so there's some chance for spontaneity and just uniqueness, so I like to do that. I like to take risks. So it makes it more of a challenge, and it just makes it more rewarding when the show goes off,
Yeah, totally. I can believe that. I guess the most important question is, what are the details for your Ōtautahi Christchurch show?
So we're playing at Wonder Bar in Lyttelton, and that's the 19th of November.
Brilliant. Well, Arthur, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. Good luck with the tour. Super excited to hear all your music. Don't keep us waiting too long for it, please.
I'll do my best. And I hope to see you all there at the show.
Yeah, have a wonderful day.
You too. Okay, thanks so much.
And that was Arthur Arbiers, who's about to embark on his Reckless tour. Go check it out if you can. I always love a musician who, starts at home, starts doing it all themselves, and blossoms from there. It's always an exciting journey.